just relax, listen to my voice, and hear the familiar, soothing rhythm of my words. There is comfort in familiarity, don't you think? And this comfort is so very familiar that it's easy, so easy, to just let go and sink down into it. To just enjoy this moment of two minds meeting, of two bodies meeting in a space of our own creation. Sleep, relax, and dream. And perhaps as you lie there, succumbing to the pleasure of this deep and blissful relaxation, you can imagine you feel my phantom weight lying beside you, a warm and welcome presence pressed against your side. I've made no secret of my desires. And you know me, of course. Now that I have you here, helpless and pliant, I'm just far too kind not to share my lust with someone who can appreciate it. First things first. See me in your mind. Really see me there with you. Wouldn't you love to reach up, cup my beautiful breasts in your hands, feel the full and heavy weight of them, feel my nipples drawing to points, hardening from the brush against your palm. I can feel just how much you want it. Your body gives you away. And I can make you want it even more as you lie there and take what I want to give you. My eyes trained on yours with a wicked smirk curling my sweet lips. Feel the exquisite shock of contact as I pull down the fabric between you and me. Slide down your hips and out of my way. Pull you free so you can see what I see when I look at you. Desire. A bodily imperative. Translating into a malleable, eager mind for me to play with. Any time I want. And then I duck my head and lightly, oh so delicately, kiss the very tip of your dick. And then trail soft, maddeningly soft kisses down the length of your shaft, looking up at you, watching your every reaction. I can see exactly how badly you want me to wrap my mouth around you, draw you in and suck. I can see you holding back the urge to beg for it. You've given me so many little pieces of yourself. Did you realize at the time that you were giving me such control? You were. Let me show you, love. And I lower my eyes from yours, lower my head, position myself to take you inside my mouth, but not all at once, no, no. First I just lick and suck at the tip, tasting the salty pre-cum that has welled up. I catch a small drop of it with my tongue, lick you clean. And without warning, I slink back up to steal a quick, probing kiss, pushing the light, salty taste onto the tip of your own tongue, forcing you to swallow my moans, along with the taste of your own desire. That's good. God, what wouldn't you do for me right now? Go on. Try to think. Try to ignore the intoxicating sensations of my lips and tongue, licking and sucking the most sensitive, intimate parts of you. And try to think. Would you say no to whatever I asked of you? Or would you bend completely and utterly to my will? I think we both know the answer. So remember that. Feel your own surrender, inevitable, in every lick and stroke. As I wrap two of my fingers around the base of your dick and start stroking up and down with them as I give you back the perfection of my mouth, surrounding your whole head, sucking you into me, going tantalizingly slowly down and down, taking you deeper and deeper inside of me, slowly letting you feel the hot, clenching warmth, the fluttering of the muscles in my throat as I begin to bob my head up and down, rhythmically swallowing against you so that you can feel those muscles more, feel them wrap tight, pulling you into me deep.